T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The KDKA Morning News with Larry, Richard, and John Shumway.
KDKA, let's shift our attention to the president. Former White House strategist Steve Bannon apparently says he's sorry for what he said, that is detailed in the new book, Fire and Fury. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is AP Sagar Magani in our nation's capital. Sagar, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So the president over the weekend said he's had to deal with fake news since he was elected, that Ronald Reagan had the same problem and handled it well, and so will I. But he certainly doesn't like this book.
No, he calls it a work of fiction. Man, he'd been going after it on Twitter late in the week, and we were surprised, we being the White House press corps, that we had not seen the president himself actually come out in person and just, you know, set the book on fire, essentially. But that's what happened over the weekend with a series of tweets on Saturday. And then when he spoke with reporters at Camp David while meeting with some lawmakers, he was specifically addressing this part about his competence and these questions that have been growing since the publication of this book. You know, this picture of him sitting in bed at night eating cheeseburgers and venting to friends on the phone while watching TV. And he tweets that he is indeed a very stable genius and, like, really smart. Those are exact things. You know, that's not me trying to paraphrase. Those are things that the president tweeted. You know, in a year of extraordinary tweets coming from a president, those do rank right up there. So we head into yet another week here in Washington, the first really normal week after the holidays. And this is what we have to discuss, a stable genius.
Steve Bannon has backtracked on what he said about Donald Trump Jr., the president's son, to some degree, as opposed to what was printed in the book. What do you make of this?
Yeah, it's a bit interesting. It would seem to be another miscalculation and a bad one by Steve Bannon. His political brand obviously has taken a huge hit, first in Alabama, where he was all in on Roy Moore. That obviously failed spectacularly. And then these remarks about Donald Trump and Donald Trump Jr. The president went hard after Steve Bannon. You know, he's become Sloppy Steve on Twitter. You had Rebecca Mercer, a mega GOP donor and a co-owner of Breitbart, basically distancing herself and her family from Bannon, which is a huge financial blow. And then you had Bannon coming out yesterday and saying that he wasn't actually talking about Donald Trump Jr. when he described that Trump Tower meeting with the Russian lawyer as treasonous and unpatriotic. He was actually talking about Paul Manafort, and that Donald Trump Jr. in reality is a patriot. Is that going to be enough to make amends? The president immediately went on the warpath late last week. I don't know that that's enough to save it, but it's somewhat interesting to see Steve Bannon essentially having to grovel to try to save face, not only with the president, but with his base after this book came out.
We're talking with AP correspondent Sagar Magani in our nation's capital. One of the questions that you have to wonder about at this point is that the president, as every president does every year, they go and they have a physical over at Bethesda. And then some doctor comes out and says, the president is perfectly healthy, everything's good. With all of this raised about mental acuity, and I know Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked about this last week, does it put pressure on the administration to include some sort of a round of mental acuity test so that they can come out with a doctor saying, everything's good?
I don't know exactly what these tests that Walter Reed are going to include when he has them. I believe it's at the end of this week. But this White House doesn't feel pressure to bow to pressure, frankly. Purely as a guess, if the numbers, whatever numbers on the physical aren't good, I've frankly would not be surprised to see them backtrack from their promise to release the results of this. Keep in mind, we still haven't seen the president's tax returns. What makes us think necessarily that we're going to get height, weight, blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, you know, right on down the row? The mental part of it, I just don't know. I mean, I had a physical a few months ago. Maybe they thought I was nuts. I'm not sure. They didn't tell me. I don't know that they test for that. And if something like that were to show the president's nuts, can you imagine this White House giving fodder to something that it's been fighting against? I just don't know. My wife and I were just talking about this last night. I think it's going to be fascinating to see how the post physical exam part of this plays out and just what Sarah Sanders and or the administration are willing to actually put out.
So after the weekend at Camp David, the president anticipated to take in tonight's big national championship college football game, but he's not anticipated to be interviewed by, I guess, ESPN or the networks down there, right?
Yeah, it's going to be ESPN showing the game, and they've said that they had put in a request to interview the president. You know, we've seen that very often, and in fact, the first Super Bowl when the president was in office last year, he was interviewed by Bill O'Reilly. Mind you, that was on tape, but, you know, it would have been nice to get those few minutes in the stands or in a luxury box or whatever, but ESPN says there are indications that they're not actually going to get the interview, and once they figure out exactly where it is that the president is in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, they'll keep a camera on him to get reaction to big plays or to show when he leaves or what he's eating or, you know, whatever it might be, if that's a cheeseburger and a Diet Coke, we don't know.
All right.
But yeah, I wouldn't anticipate an actual presidential appearance.
I'm going to predict he's going to be wearing a red tie.
It's red or blue. There's not a whole lot of wiggle room here.
Well, see, both teams, their color is red, so it's safe.
Well, you know, maybe he won't want to give them credit. Who knows? But at least we know it'll be an inch or two too long.
Sagar,
we can be guaranteed of that.
As always, thank you. Have a great week in Washington.
Thank you, guys. Same to you.
AP Sagar Magani, Under Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.